Josip Nikolic. I'm a Rom by origin. From my birth till the month of April or May 1942, I was permanently resident with my family in the village of Prevadets, Chasma district, where I worked as a musician, while my parents and brothers worked as day laborers for wealthy peasants and as horse resellers. Sometime in the month of April or May 1942, and this was 14 days after Catholic Easter, gendarme organs of the so-called independent state of Croatia, accompanied by several ustashas, came into the houses where I and my parents were living and ordered us to immediately come with them, since they had received orders from higher authorities that all Roma must be resettled somewhere in Bosnia or Lonjsko Polje, where they would receive land to cultivate, together with houses and farm buildings. They allowed us to take only the most basic necessities, such as bedsheets and clothing, with us, after which all of us, from the oldest man to the youngest child, were escorted to Ivanić Kloštar, where the seat of the municipal administration was situated. The group next to me comprised my wife Lola, aged 18, with our child named Višnja, 8 months old, my father Nikolić Ivan, aged 56, my mother Jana, aged 54, my brother Stevo, aged 34, his wife Dragica, aged 29, and their 4 children, Milan, aged 5, Jana, aged 4, Zlatko, aged 3, and 1 male child whose name I can't recall now, aged 1, my brother Milan, aged 31, his wife Rosa, aged 30, and their 2 children, Dorica, aged 4, and Ankica, aged 2. Once we arrived in Ivanić Kloštar, we encountered a group of Roma from the villages Lipovec and Škapovec, who had also been driven there by gendarmes and ustashas. Soon after that, we were escorted by armed gendarmes and ustashas, transferred to Ivanić Grad, where a railway station is located. The Roma from Šarampovo village were already gathered there, so we together numbered around 30 families. Together with our luggage, we were immediately herded into 3 or 4 livestock carriages, whose doors were then closed. And after a few hours, we began heading eastwards. That same day, around sunset, we stopped at the Jasenovac railway station, where the carriage doors were opened, and we were ordered to disembark. Here we were met by a group of armed ustashas, who took us to the concentration camp. There, under some hovels, we were forced to give up all our valuables, such as money, jewellery, etc. They threatened us that anyone found concealing some valuable item would suffer. After that, they took us and our luggage, mostly containing bedsheets and some food, to an open space enclosed with barbed wire. After all this, I began to suspect that we had been tricked, and that we wouldn't be colonized anywhere, but that we'd been brought here to die.